Chapter 4. Making a Difference.
Reading. Have you ever raised money for charity? What did you do? Read and find out what the children did for charity.
One morning, Kelly saw a letter on the school notice board.
UNICEF Hong Kong. Third floor, 60 Blue Road. Causeway Bay, Hong Kong. The 2nd of April 2010. Sunny School. 56 Happy Road. North Point, Hong Kong. Dear students, the 1st of June is International Children's Day. On that day, UNICEF is organising a fundraising competition to help poor children around the world. You are invited to join the competition by organising a fundraising event at your school. If you want to enter the competition, please write and tell us about your ideas for a fundraising event, the number of people who will take part, the amount of money you hope to raise. The students who raise the most money will present their check live on TV to UNICEF Ambassador Cindy Chan. The closing date for the competition is the 14th of May. We hope you will take part in this very meaningful event. Yours sincerely, Lily Cheung, Director, UNICEF Hong Kong.
2. All students. From Mr. Lee, the Principal. I hope many of you will give your support to UNICEF. Please write and tell me about your ideas before the deadline.
At recess, Kelly told her friends about the letter.
Let's try to think of a good idea, she said. Shall we run a second-hand stall? Suggested Paul. We can either collect old books or toys, and then we can sell them.
That's a good idea, but it's difficult to organise. I'd rather make something to sell, said Kelly.
Yes, why don't we sell homemade cakes? Everyone likes cakes, Amy said.
I don't think we can raise very much money from selling cakes, said Mike. Besides, neither Paul nor I like cooking.
How about doing a show? We could perform songs from Disney films, suggested Kelly.
Neither Amy nor I can sing well, said Mike. We need to organise something that all of us can do.
They all fought very hard.
I've got a good idea, said Anne. We can have a no electricity day at school.
I don't understand, said Amy.
Well, we don't use any fans, air conditioners, lights or computers for a whole day. We'll raise a lot of money, said Anne.
How can we raise a lot of money? Asked Kelly.
We can ask people to sponsor us, said Anne. They can give us money for every hour that we spend in school without electricity.
Fantastic! Said Mike. We'll raise lots of money and we'll save the environment. I'm sure we'll win the competition.
Okay, the closing date is the 14th of May. Let's write a letter to tell the principal about our idea straight away, Kelly said excitedly.
Which of the children's suggestions do you think is the most interesting and meaningful? Can you think of some more ideas?